So let's review. The Gemara continues to discuss the statement of the Mishnah Daf Mem Dalad. Aval Amru Misha Par Me'antri Der Hamabel Umidir Haflaga Hu Asad Lihi Par Me Misha Ein Oimid Mediburay. If one retracts after payment, thus violating his word, Hashem will punish him as he punished the generations of the flood and the dispersion. And explains it according to both Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish mentioned earlier. According to Rabbi Yechon, who holds Moi's kindness to HaTaira, payment is effective in completing a transaction min HaTaira, Mishamachi Koi Ba'aval. He's certainly liable for the punishment of Misha Parah because he reneged on an agreement which was effective min HaTaira, even though it was not effective midirabanan. And even according to Rish Lakish, who holds Moi's in kindness, payment is not effective min HaTaira, nevertheless, Dvarim Ve'ika Bahadayim Moi's Koi Ba'aval. He is liable for the punishment of Misha Parah because he reneged on an agreement which was not merely verbal, but as Rashi explains, Dvarim Shabo L'chal Maisa, words accompanied by an act of payment, even though it was not effective at all. However, in the case of Dvarim V'lakei Badayim Mois, like Koi Ba'aval, he's not liable for the punishment of Misha Parah where he reneged on an agreement which was merely verbal, as in the case mentioned in the Braisa. Hanaisa V'hanaisin B'dvarim Loi Kana. A verbal agreement is certainly not effective in completing a transaction. However, HaChayzer Boi Ein Ruach Chachamim Noichemeno. The Chacham disapprove of one who retracts from his agreement. The Gemara proceeds with the following statement of Rava. Kra Umasnita Mesayei Lel Rish Lakish. We find the Pasuk and the Braisa in support of Rish Lakish that Mois Ein in Kindness. The Pasuk says, V'chichish Ba'amisei B'pekodin Oy V'sumas Yad Oy V'gazel Oy Oshak Es Amisei. If one swore falsely regarding a deposit, a loan, theft, or withholding wages, he's obligated to bring an Asham Gezelis. Rashi explains, Kafar Bahalva Gredasa Loy Mechayev Karbon Shvuah Hoyel V'nitna Lohitzah. One does not bring a carbon for denying a loan, because since the money was his to spend freely, he did not deny having an object belonging to another person. Therefore, Sumas Yad must be referring to Sheyich LeKliel LaHalva Asai, one who set aside a utensil as collateral for a loan, and then denied the loan, thus effectively stealing the utensil. Similarly, Aishak refers to Sheyich LeKliel LaAshakai, one who set aside a utensil as collateral for the owed wages, and then denied the owed wages. Now, the Pasuk continues, referring to the obligation to return the respective objects. However, in the case of Tesumas Yad or Oishik, we could ask, Mechsera Meshicha. Both cases are lacking a Kinyan Meshicha because the creditor did not actually take the utensil, and so the debtor is not obligated to return a specific object. Therefore, we must answer that since Oishik Ahadre Kra, this pasuk does mention Oishik, it must be referring to a case where the creditor did take possession of the utensil and then returned it to him for safekeeping. Therefore, similar to an ordinary deposit, he must return it. However, Tesumas Yad lo yahadre kra. The second pasuk does not mention Tesumas Yad. Apparently, because Tesumas Yad refers to a case where he did not take possession of the object, and the pasuk teaches us that he only acquires the object if he performs Meshicha. This is the Kram Misayel Rish Lakish, Mois Einin Kindness. The Gemara now cites the Braisa which supports Rish Lakish. Nasno Labalon Mo'al. If someone inadvertently paid the bathhouse attendant with money of Hekdesh, he's immediately liable for Me'ila, even before he received his services. And Rav explains, Davka Balon Deloy Mechser Meshicha. This agreement is completed upon payment because it only involves acquiring the rights to use the bathhouse which cannot be moved. However, Midi Achrita Leimal Ademashach. A transaction which involves acquiring the rights to use a movable object is not completed with payment, and he's not liable for me'ila until he performs a meshicha. As another brisa states, Nasna l'safar, loymol ademashach tashpiris. An agreement with a barber is only completed when he makes a meshicha on the scissors. This is the masnita mesayel Rish Lakish, mois einin kindness. The Gemara then brings a support for Rabbi Yechon and the Devat Tayr mois kindness from a brisa which states, Nasna l'sitoin mol. A storekeeper is immediately liable for Me'ila if he inadvertently gives money of Hekdesh to his wholesaler as a deposit. Apparently, because Dvar Torah, Mois Kindness. The Gemara now proceeds to explain what happens when one is liable for Misha Parah. Baya Amar, I do my dinanle. We merely inform him that Hashem will punish him. Rava Amar, Meilit Laitinle, we curse him with this punishment. Abaye supports his position from the Pasuk, V'nasi Ba'amcha Leisar, it is forbidden to curse another person. However, Rava responds that this isra applies only to someone who is oisa maisa imcha, who acts properly in following the halachas of the Torah. But this issur does not apply to this person who is considered eino isa maisa amcha, because he violated the injunction she'eris Yisrael le'yasu avav le'idar b'chazav, to be honest and keep one's word. The Gemara next discusses a case of a ravin, where the seller accepted a partial down payment from the buyer and explains. Regarding karka, real property, as in the case mentioned in the Braisa, ma'achal le'bayis le'sad be'elev zuz, upar le'mem chamesh me'ezuz, kana, u'machzal le'sashar, afal la'achar kamashanim. If the buyer made a partial down payment of 500 zuz for a property worth 1,000 zuz, he acquires the entire property and owes the seller the balance. However, regarding metaltalin, movable objects, regarding mishapara, there's a machlekes. A ravain, rav oimer kenegdehu kaina. The buyer acquired only part of the merchandise equivalent to his partial payment. Regarding that, if the seller reneges and does not deliver even that part, he will be liable for mishapara. Rabbi Yechanan amar keneged kulehu kaina. The buyer acquired the entire merchandise with his partial payment. Regarding that, if the seller reneges and does not deliver all of it, he will be liable for mishapara. Now, according to Rav, the Gemara explains the difference between karka and metaltalin. Karka de bekaspa koni le mamish koni le lekula. Since property is fully acquired with kinyan kesef by payment, a partial payment suffices as well. However, metaltalin le koni il le kibule mishapara le koni le kule. Since movable objects are not fully acquired with payment, but merely to invoke a mishapara, a partial payment does not suffice even for mishapara.